Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Ranwin Parked. Today, we're doing a theme of a Ranwin Parked episode that we decided long, long before recording and discussed thoroughly, and I trust we have all done amazing research for. It is the first car episode.
Yeah, that's a confusing sentence.
Is it?
This is the first episode that we're involving cars.
Yes, this is the first
car episode.
First version of Ranwin Parked with cars. But no, we're going to do the theme of our picks from the internet of car ads that are related to first cars, whether that's like a good first car, a bad first car, or just, things that like for I'd make that mistake. Like I went for if I was looking for a car today for my first car, what kind of car would I end up with?
You know, that's a really fantastic idea for another podcast, completely about people's first cars, talking about what they were, their memories.
Man,
somebody's got to do that at some point.
Yeah, we should get on that. And maybe, like, I don't know, get some really, really big YouTube celebrities to be on the show, too.
That's a bit much. That's a bit over my head, so I'll leave that up to you.
So, now, full disclosure, I came up with this idea. I posed it like 5 days ago, and then this morning I got the question of, are we doing that? apparently we weren't doing that, but we've shoehorned ZK into this, and ZK, I think your theme is a little different than me and Kurt's.
Yeah, mine's pretty much going to be like, okay, so if I want my first car, what would be the absolute worst choice?
I mean, is that any different than what we would actually pick anyway?
No, they're all great and horrible and great and horrible.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start things off with, this is the Ranwin Park section, and we're going to keep to our normal, like, topics. And this is one that I've been holding on to for Ranwin Park, but I feel like is also an interesting first car. It is a 1986 Dodge Charger. Now, if you go and tell your friends in high school the information that they need to know and not the information that you need to give out and just say, I have a Dodge Charger, they're going to think you're pretty cool. However, this is a 1986 Dodge Charger that I guess wasn't ever very cool back then because it was a four-cylinder car. Front wheel drive, very much so not a Charger.
I was going to say, I didn't even know they made the Charger in 86.
Very much so did. The Charger name pretty much stayed throughout the entirety of the 80s.
Also, that was a Chrysler badge, and that's a turbo badge.
It is the same as all the other, like your Dodge Daytona, I think they were just called Turbo Zs or something like that. There was the Omni GLHS, I think. I don't know, there was a bunch of those weird K-car-esque Dodges and Chryslers and Plymouths of the day that all had this 2.2-liter Turbo 4 in them. And this one has that. And this project car, motor runs but needs work. All parts are there to finish car. $2,500, which I think $2,500 is in today money a pretty good starting point for a project. And if you were interested in working on cars,
it says $2,500, but the ad says $1,710.
That's a very random number that leads me to believe that's not real. It's got
maybe
louvers.
They've just been like decreasing it by like $10 a day until someone bites.
Maybe. I gotta imagine this is a hard sell for a lot of people.
I like the wheels.
I mean, there's not much I don't like about it other than the fact that it's a, you know, front wheel drive 80s Econobox.
But it's got a turbo.
And
an airbox right in the middle of the engine bay?
Yeah, this is pre-intercooled too. A lot of these were pre-intercooled turbos. I'm sure it's not fast. Like if you think this is fast, then no. And that's not bad. I think it's good for a first car to have a car that looks fast but is slow.
Okay, so is this the first car for a car enthusiast?
Yeah.
Because it has a turbo and louvers?
Right.
Or is this like a good car for like your average person?
Because no.
I'm pretty sure this does not have airbags or ABS or...
No. But I mean, it depends on your place in the world. Like, I think you'd get away with this around me having this as the first car, and everybody would be like, all right, so they're a car person. Versus if you had this in, like, I don't know, a nicer area and you brought that to school, they'd be like, do they need help? Is there something you can do?
Do I need to buy
them
lunch?
Yeah.
Also, I just want to point out that third brake light just stuck onto the spoiler right there.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Just tape it on.
And they got a lift. Oh, I hate these people.
I interpreted the first car theme that was much prepared and warned about. As far as the ran when parked category, mm-hmm. would be like a good first project car.
Okay.
Like, yes, you already have a daily driver, but obviously if you're going to buy something labeled as ran when parked, it's with the intention of it being your first project car. Kind of like the Corolla was my first quote-unquote fun car, project car, even though it ran.
I mean, there's a difference between us, because my first car was also my first project car.
Same.
So I just kind of live with that as my norm. But that's not everybody's norm.
Did your first car run when you bought it?
On three cylinders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mine was better than that then, I guess.
The motor was immediately ripped out of it, though.
Mm.
So, yeah. You could take it either way. I think this would also be like a good first project car, too. 86 has gotten to the point where it's now old enough to be cool, even if it wasn't cool then. Especially since it has a Shelby badge on it, and, you know, it's a turbo and stuff like that.
True. And there's Shelby badge? On your state, it could be classified as a classic, so you don't need to worry about emissions or anything like that.
Yeah.
It does have a Shelby badge.
Yeah, they were considered to be Shelby's, the nicer models. Whether this was or wasn't is disputable, but... And this is basically the same car, chassis, everything else. You remember that Rampage that you had a while ago, Kurt? The Dodge Not El Camino.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes,
it's basically that car. Like this is all of those cars were based off of similar architecture.
Right. I was gonna say there's the third picture I think from the left side of the car. This one. If you can imagine just chopping off the hatch just behind that rear window, it starts to get a little bit Ute. It's kind of Subaru brat looking.
And well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got good wheels, it's got a turbo. Not bad in my book.
I guess that this to me is proof that everything will have its day. Because these cars, when I was growing up, people had them. Like, this was people's first cars, but it was out of necessity, it was not out of desire. It was out of, well, he found this thing in the field, and Jimmy needs to get to school.
I don't feel like driving him.
Yeah, yep. All right, Kurt, let's see what your take on this was.
My take for a first ran when parked car is a 1974 BMW 2002. Although, with the caveat, maybe not this one. This one, in particular, going for only $1,000.
Is that a TII?
It says TII. I don't know what that means.
It means T.
T. yada yada yada. It says ran well when parked.
Ran well when parked.
Ooh, yes.
40,000 miles. Shifts beautifully.
Rebuilt 4-speed. Looking through the pictures, there's this. Some rust.
Tire as the seat.
Yeah, it's good. It's comfortable.
The old tire is the seat. No interior. Tire is the seat. Some rust. The battery in the trunk. But I think these. I don't know anything about like the history of BMW. It just seems kind of like it's the KE30 Corolla, but of the German market. You know, it's kind of before BMW, to the best of my knowledge, was regarded as luxury brand and sports car enthusiast brand.
Yes and no. I mean, even in 74, they had a full lineup of, this was your entry level. This was how you got started with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what's different is, for 74, stuff like this was regarded very, very strongly versus, you know, in 2005, the entry level BMW is a throwaway car.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the 2002s were always pretty well sought after.
And there's like very good, in good condition examples actually fetch a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's different, you know, that's one of those things where there's probably a dozen different models of 2002 and someone out there is like, oh, well, that one's a TE, so it's no good.
Is what it's pronounced as.
But even at this point, I would say this is first carable.
Yeah, if like learning how to like patch and weld and fix rusts.
Why do you need to fix it?
Also true.
You need to put a seat in it at least.
I mean, I can figure out how to put a seat in a thing. If it runs. And I got some of that silverback tape, I can fix this thing up and get to school no problem.
How much do they want for it?
$1,000.
If it runs and it's $1,000 and you want to work on it, then I guess.
It ran when parked.
Right.
Ran well when parked.
Ran
though.
Well when parked.
Can you go back to that picture of the badge on the back?
You mean the T?
Yeah. Because that looks like they took an extra eye and just stuck it on there. I don't think that's actually the model, because you can see everything else is connected, and then that's...
Nah, I'm Googling this right now. I think that's real.
It's also not in line.
It's the touring model.
2002 TII badge. I'm looking.
I'm waiting.
Yep, that's it. That is 100% the factory badge for that car.
I wonder what the extra I stands for.
I think it's fuel injection. 130 horsepower.
130?
That's pretty sporty.
That's pretty good.
2002. In 1971, that might be different. And for the 70, what was this? Four?
Four.
Six? Yeah, I used fuel injected. So yeah, it was probably like the TI, and then when it became fuel injected, TII.
Huh. Mechanical.
I'm assuming.
Mechanical.
Yeah, injection. Mechanical fuel injection.
Neat. What a wonderful nightmare that could be.
Yeah.
It's probably like a very rewarding nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, those rewarding nightmares that you wake up in a cold sweat from.
Man, I was like so last glad line. That I was infinitely falling from that building last night. That was amazing.
If I haven't scared you away at this point, please email me.
Get off my Tinder profile. yeah, I think that qualifies both ways, Kurt. You did well.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son. All right, ZK.
So what we have here is a 1980s C60 Chevy. Like, they didn't list the year, but it's like a 1980s C60 medium duty Chevy log loader parked in this guy's lawn.
Maybe you misunderstood.
What?
Not first spin tires car.
See, that's why I thought of it. I was like, there's Colin and Kurt, and they're really apt in spin tires, and this is the American version of those cars.
Everything you just said was wrong. Maybe not the American part.
I mean, it is a very classic ran when parked car. It's fertilizing the lawn. It's being surrounded,
however,
by an ever-growing grass hedge.
Let's take a moment to note that this is a Chevy, and the grass around it is dying.
That's true.
If it was a Ford.
The Ford, on the other hand, it would be nice and thick and lush. Demonetized.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So, like,
I don't know
how
this...
your first project car where you want to relive your video game in real life and deal with hydraulics that haven't been touched in 20 years.
Sir, I have my hand raised. I have a question. Sir?
Yes. Yes.
Why is one of the wheels on the dually bigger than the other?
Well, you see, when one wheel gets old and tired.
Okay.
Tired.
Is that graffiti?
Also, I feel like this looks really cool as a lawn ornament, just the way it is. Like, this might not be your first car or first project, but it could be your first swing set.
It could be your first reminder to get a tetanus shot.
Your first swing set. I mean look, I'm not going to lie, if that was in my yard growing up, that would have been my fort, but...
Yeah, exactly. It looks like a great thing for the kids to play around.
Right. Well, Aline, the good news is you don't have kids, so we don't have to call Child Protective Services right now.
Not yet.
Not yet. But in the future, we might have to keep this as evidence. Nice looking cab.
It just needs a little TLC.
Just a little TLC.
I'm sure all of those hydraulic cylinders work perfectly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the take. Here's how you could save this. It would be a cool project to do one of those cab swaps with. Like where you put this on like a C10 frame or something. That would be cool.
Yeah, that's probably the only part of this that's worth keeping.
Unless you wanted to get rid of some trees.
Or an interesting swing set?
All right.
it's just really hang a tire off of it. It's good.
We're really hung up on the swing set here. Which, if you use that as your swing set, you're probably going to be real hung up on the swing set. Next up would be I'd make that mistake. So this one would be, for me, I don't know what you guys' take on it was, but for me it was like, if I were shopping for a car today as my first car, without any knowledge, like without knowing what I know now, what kind of stuff would I be into? And the one that I found was via going on to Marketplace and putting in manual transmission and a price cap. And that's kind of how I shop for cars in general. And what I found was a 2005 Volvo S60R sedan.
I'm sold.
Let the bidding war commence.
And it is for sale for $3,500. It has 187,000 miles on it. It is a manual transmission. It is a four-door Volvo.
And it is perfect.
With a turbo and a turbo five-cylinder.
Or were these five or six? I think the R's were six cylinders.
As much as the little bit of research that I did said that this would be a five, but that was not a lot of research. But either way, it's going to be a turbo manual Volvo.
What year?
This is an 05. Googling intensifies. It's got some really cool looking gauges. I like the gauges a lot.
Do they show the shifter?
I don't know. No, the wheel's kind of blocking it, unfortunately. It's not in awful shape. It looks nice. It looks lowered. I don't know if it says. Yeah, it's got lowered.
It is a five-cylinder.
It is the five-cylinder. So it's going to sound super cool. It's got motor mounts. It's got a flash ECU. It's got, you know, a little...
Stock, these made 300 horsepower.
Man, that would be a riot for...
All-wheel drive, and it's got a flash and other stuff. This thing would be...
3-inch catback.
It'd be real fun.
It would be loud, it'd be obnoxious, and I think here's...
Comfortable?
Here's the thing, though. Here's how this is so good. when you have to go to your parents and ask for a little money because you can't quite afford it, you go, well, I want to get something safe and reliable, so I'm going to get a Volvo. And that's going to help your case, because they're going to be like, oh yeah, Volvos, those are safe cars.
Mm-hmm. I just want a little nice safe Volvo sedan.
Yeah. This is the most unsuspecting, probably 350 horsepower car you could buy. And I think it's super cool.
No, these were on my short list for a long time.
What isn't on your short list, though?
Your short list is very long. Though, to be fair, I do want the wagon version.
I figured.
Yeah, the V70R or whatever. But I'm sad they don't have the picture of the shifter in this car, because it's known as the Spaceball shifter, because it just looks weird.
Comes with two spare oil filters? Come on! What a
deal. So the only thing you have to worry about in this car is everything.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
The only thing you have to worry about is this part right here. The Volvo, the Volvo badge on the front of it. $3,500 though. Honestly, you run the thing into the ground for a couple years, you have your first car experience, and you move on. That's what I'm going to try and find that ZK has sent in a picture. I'm going to see if I can show it.
We have a picture sent in.
It is pretty cool, I must say.
Very spaceball-y.
Thank you.
The gears on the boot as well as on the knob.
Well, there's not really a boot.
True.
It's just like the surround.
It's pretty neat.
But yeah, it's weird. And this one has the orange seats, which was an option.
Yeah, that you already know too much. You definitely you know it. Too much about this car.
I think this car that you showed has the optional body kit too, which is one of the rarer options. Like, it has the lip and everything.
It definitely does look sporty.
Yeah.
For a Volvo, let's be real. It looks sporty for a Volvo. I think that's probably one of my favorite
finds. No, you should
buy this. Yeah, that's one of my favorite finds.
If anybody listening to their first car, they should go to Florida and buy this right now.
Because I look for things that I wouldn't usually look for. Like, I'm not in the market for a first car right now, so I'm not, you know, actively looking. So happening to find that is pretty neat. And Kurt.
And me. I interpreted this a little bit differently. Since I've already had a first car and I cannot forget the things I have learned. I just kind of tried to find one that I would consider to be what I'm looking for in a next first car or daily driver car.
That's not how the number first works, Kurt.
I know, but I've already had my first. I've already had it. I can't get the taste out of my mouth.
I've had my first two, Kurt.
Imagination.
What is that? I mean, I did find a like an old, what did I find? Like a Civic Si or something like that. That would be probably much more apt for this, that had like 250,000 miles, but I personally wouldn't be interested in it.
Honestly, this is still right, because the Kurt that I know, this is the first car for that Kurt.
Right. We can reset the two first cars that were the same car that I've had, if expunge those records, as it were, by getting a 2005 Subaru Outback XT wagon. Obviously, it's a wagon. It's an Outback. But this one, for $7,500, the XT models in manual are holding their value beyond all reason.
It's what makes Subaru a Subaru.
It is what makes this, especially in the Seattle area in the Pacific Northwest, very popular.
Inflated values for no reason.
Yes. Of course, with the Subaru.
You have that. Yeah, because it's a Subaru, you have that last line there in the ad.
Yes, yes. Rebuilt engine.
But that's
new
a good starter, thing.
New radiator, new radiator. I'm familiar with that. New turbo, new clutch. I'm assuming by rebuilt engine, they also mean head gaskets.
Head gaskets.
but But yeah, I mean, I don't think this is a color I would go for, but I much prefer this Outback generation to the following Outback generation, which is where they actually, there's one parked in the background of this picture. They start to go a bit taller and bigger and higher waistline and SUV.
Yeah, they went from being big wagons to being small CUVs. Yes.
Yeah. Also, this is a manual 5-speed turbo wagon, and this gets my vote too. You should buy this.
The only problem I have is that all the XTs that I'm finding all have the leather interiors, and having learned with the SVX, I am not a fan of leather seats. I am just not. I will have no part of being sticky in the summer and cold and hard in the winter.
I will have every part of that.
Leather is, cloth is better than leather as far as comfort and nearly everything else, but leather is easier to clean and it lasts longer.
Lasts longer?
It holds up better over time. Like with a lot of cloth seats, they get torn, or like the foam gets worn out in them, I find.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I find the leather to get ripped a lot more than cloth.
Yeah, it catastrophically fails as opposed to just wearing out.
Right.
True. That is a good way to put it.
The only cloth seats I've ever had that failed was the 240 ones, and that's because they put that stupid metal bar right beneath the cloth.
Oh, the one that you burn your side on?
Mm-hmm.
Burn?
Yeah, because it exposes metal out to the sun as you get into the car.
Oh, okay. I'm like, why is it, are they heated seats?
No, they're heated. Heated by the fireball in the sky. that is quite possibly, whereas the Volvo was like extremely deceptively sporty, this is probably the most deceptive turbo 6-speed car ever.
5-speed.
Oh, is it 5?
Yeah, either way. No 6-speeds here.
Manual turbo. If you looked at it from this picture, you would go, soccer mom.
So yeah, they hold their value. If anybody does find one of these with cloth seats, send me a link. Because they do exist. Cloth seats do exist. They're kind of like the two-tone gray on black cloth seats, but especially the limited trim, it's all leather. But yeah,
is it the generation before this that's even more boxy? Or no, that's the Forester.
That's the Forester.
Yeah, the Forester XT.
Yeah, I mean, the Outback before this is boxier too, where it kind of shares the same headlight kind of as the Impreza and the WRX.
Yeah, it's more of a lobby.
This is more like the Legacy GT, just a wagon. Correct. Or like lifted.
This is when Subaru was in the Hawkeye look. They seem to go through these cycles.
You got your blob eyes.
Yeah.
Bug eyes?
Yeah. Bug eyes. Yeah, the bug eyes are the round ones, oval ones.
That's a Subaru thing. What was your It Makes a Subaru joke this week?
On Twitter, Gavin on the Slow Mo Guys tried breaking a door glass out of a Subaru Outback for a video, and it didn't break. It just bounced off. And I'm like, impenetrable door glass. That's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I know. I think it was the last line in the last ad that made the Subaru the Subaru. ZK.
So when I was looking for my first car, this was like the Pimp My Ride era. And the Scion XB had just come out. So this is perfect. In every way.
No. You're wrong on so many levels.
So this is a 2006 bagged Scion XB. So it's basically sitting on the ground. They want a little too much money for it for a first car, but it's worth it.
Just tell your parents. Volvo, too safe. This is much better investment.
Yeah, you gotta get it's Scion, it's economical, it's a Toyota, it's reliable.
It's a manual transmission, too. It's fine.
I need you to read the last part of the ad.
Oh, yeah, that was the other reason I picked this. Because I was going the whole, actually, like, worst versus car thing. I'm willing to negotiate on the price. Or, hold on. You have to read the whole ad.
Yeah, you really
So,
do.
I'm working on a resto mod build, which for a 2006 Scion is a weird thing. Anyway, I need to finally part ways with my bagged Scion XP. This is going to be difficult to do since I've sunk so much blood, sweat, and beers into her. But I think I have one project, or I can only have one project at a time, according to the wife. I'm willing to negotiate on the price to see her to go to someone who can enjoy her as much as I do, or as much as I have. Parentheses. The car, not the wife. Well, maybe. LOL. But I'm looking for trades. Cashier's check only.
This is that draws there's a line of where you can call your car a her or a him and it's okay. And this crosses the line.
Right,
This
because then they're
this
involving their wife as
yeah,
well in this
well,
in the
yeah, even before
negotiations.
that, I was already a little
I
like
mean, some people are into different things.
oh, good
Oh,
Lord,
very
ZK.
different things. Very
Oh,
different things.
why am I surprised?
You shouldn't be. It was
People
in a
need
magazine in 2008, I
people need
think
to
it
be
said.
told what we're seeing.
So you have what are these 15-inch subs in the rear with a speaker box made out of fiberglass that is not finished.
And is in the shape of like an elephant's or like a pig's nose at the front, like that's the outlet for the subs.
You're finding all the words to avoid saying it looks like boobs.
Oh good, we needed another one in the middle.
What is that? Oh, I thought
It's
what I'm like, what is that? A pressure cooker?
a for sound waves, yes.
Also, it's but you see, it's got a manual transmission.
Well,
Oh
you
man,
finally did it, ZK. You finally proved to me that a manual transmission can't make everything cool.
this is cool, and you're wrong.
Oh, that's I didn't realize that. Did all Scions not have the gauge in front of the steering
No,
wheel? It
that
was all.
actually is a thing. Like my well, now wife, her parents had an XP of this era, and actually, I think it was the generation after this, but it had the center gauge cluster, like it's just centered in the dash, and that thing drove me up the wall.
Yeah, I don't like that at
Yeah,
all.
I don't like that at all.
But it's
Is that.
bagged, and it's got b lots of big subs.
Is this real or is this a picture that's been like printed out and put here?
It has no rear view mirror, but instead, like a one of those televisions that you get if you find yourself in one of the old airplanes
Or
with the old
even
entertainment overhead.
like the camera that used to be on the bus, like when if you had a bus with a nanny cam on it. Listen, I didn't grow up in the best side of town. I know that not everybody knows of these things, but leave me alone.
Is that actually a picture of the rear, though?
I
Like,
swear
go
it's
to one of
a.
the. It looks like the rest of the driveway.
I guess so, but tell me that does not look like a picture that has been
No,
printed
it
out.
totally looks like someone took a picture and printed it out and then just stuck it on where that screen is.
That's so much money.
And it doesn't have headrests. The headrests are gone.
But it's on bags.
Oh yeah, the impact from behind will be softened by the bags.
Oh, this is bad, and you should feel bad. Mildly interesting first car choices. Maybe not things that would be my like go-to, but if money was tight and I might have to buy something, here's like the best we could do. So here is my mild probe.
I was gonna say those file names are concerning.
This is a 1991 Probe LX hatchback. This is a $1,500 vehicle. It is a two-door hatchback Ford Probe. And this would be the first generation Probe. And it has the 3-liter V6 up front. The only thing I really know about these is that these were supposed to be the Mustang killers. This was the car that was supposed to make the Mustang irrelevant and replace it.
Wasn't it supposed to replace the Mustang, but then everyone got mad that it was a front-wheel drive thing, so they continued to make the Mustang?
That is 100% the case. Also, what is
this
picture?
It looks like it has working AC.
Do you think that's what you interpret from this picture of random hoses under the hood?
The power steering reservoir isn't leaking, apparently.
I
don't know, man.
I couldn't figure out why this was a picture that we needed.
look at all this not rust in this area.
I guess. But honestly, for $1,500, it's a two-door hatch with a 3-liter V6 up front, a manual transmission. I could see you at 18 years old blasting around in this thing and totally being able to overcome the fact that your friends would never let you down for driving something called a probe.
Do you know how much power the V6 made in these?
I don't, and I probably don't want to.
Because I feel like a V6 in a little front-wheel drive car like this could just smoke the front tires all day and just be hilarious.
Probably.
Do you want to know? Because I have that information.
Oh, please.
The 3.0-liter Ford Vulcan engine generated 140 horsepower at 4,800 RPM.
I take back everything I just said.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
How did the...
It's 3
so
liters.
So a 2.4-liter inline 4 in the 240 made 10 more horsepower than this?
And everyone gave it crap. They're like, oh, I can't believe how low power the 240 was. This has like 2 more cylinders, a half extra liter, and somehow less power to the wrong wheels.
This looks extremely stretched in the rear in this picture.
Rear canopy thing. The difference between this and a 240 is you can actually put people in the back seat, like real people.
But you know, a probe has to be sleek and smooth.
It's $1,500. If you're out there and you're looking for a first car, go look for a first-gen Ford Probe. I posed this to ZK way, like, one of the first episodes because we were talking about 240s, and everybody said back then in the magazines that this was a better car than the 240SX. So,
well,
go prove it. Kurt?
This was to choose somebody else's first car, right? That was this segment?
No.
So mildly interesting.
I never would have found one this nice.
A 1989 5-speed Nissan 240SX. 210,000 miles. It's been converted to 5-lug. I don't know if that's a major thing or not. It has the S14 seats and an S15 steering wheel. It has a KA24E.
Ah, the single slammer.
That's what I said when I read this ad.
That's a pretty good looking pig nose.
Oh man, we had this conversation before the show started. It does have some rust spots on the hatch where the spoiler was mounted.
Is that well known?
If it had a spoiler, it has rust on the hatch. The spoiler was made out of literal foam.
Ah yes, a common problem for the early model with the foam-filled spoilers.
I mean, it's unfortunate that this car is $4,000 now, but I'm actually a little surprised it's not more.
Really? Yeah, because this one's actually in okay shape.
Yeah. That's how obscenely hard to find these have become. If it was a dual cam, it would probably get more. But anymore, I don't know. But dude, that's like so little rust. What are they, nuts? I don't know if I've ever seen one with that little rust.
They didn't put any tape over those holes or anything.
No.
Speed holes.
Why they needed to remove the wiper as well, but...
Or the rear trunk area trim, but...
Hey, okay. It's a blue interior. We were just talking about those, too. There's three
Aren't
colors.
You glad? I'm actually glad I brought this to the table.
Thanks, Kurt. if we can
shift up.
Not look at the air... The
Is
air...
It? Oh!
Yeah.
How is that?
Mm-hmm. There's three color interiors in the S13. Charcoal, blue, and tan. And it used to be that if you had any color but the charcoal one, it was worthless and people would switch it out. But I think that the blue interior ones are going to fetch more money someday because they're rare and unique.
That's an uncracked dash.
And the,
you heard it here first.
The blue and tan ones. Yeah, the blue and tan ones also didn't crack as much.
Is that shift knob? Is that Arizona iced tea?
I think so. I think it actually said that. Cherry blossom something shift
yeah,
knob.
Yeah, it looks like Arizona tea.
S14 seats. This has a lot of the good stuff done to it.
Mm-hmm.
So much of the good stuff. It's so good.
Look how clean that engine bay is.
Yeah, this is actually worth $4,000. Look, the washer bottle.
Got a washer bottle. It's got a coolant bottle.
The coolant bottle, rather.
It's got a cactus on the radiator cap.
Kurt has no idea about the coolant bottles on these cars.
Yeah, this is the radiator for your SVX.
Ah, yes.
So that part, it's like plastic, and they always just like disintegrate, essentially.
It turns into powder, like literal powder.
Semi-recently, they came out with some aftermarket aluminum ones to replace it. But for the longest time, it was just like this hard to find part because they all fell apart.
No.
Well, now I expected this. If you go to the next image,
no,
the next one. Throw it in the trash.
So few people know anything about that, and we're gonna leave it that way.
Yes.
That does remind me that the clock in the dash of the 240s is one of my like favorite features.
Just because it's easy.
It's there and you can see it.
Oh, man. Is it still for sale?
I can check.
I actually like those wheels, too.
Yeah, the wheels look good on it. I mean, they're only 7. Like, they're not wide, but they look right on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is now what my dad wants. The funniest thing to me is that over the last decade of me owning these cars, I've gone from dad being so disappointed that I wouldn't get like a Camaro to start with, to now he wants a 240. Even though I'm not sure his back would appreciate it.
Would you put him in a single slammer or not?
Yeah, he liked the single cams more.
They're not bad.
No, they're fine. They're fine. They're a little bit more reliable, but they're both fine engines.
Mm-hmm. That's a really like clean looking engine bay, like stock looking.
Oh yeah. Thanks, Kurt.
You're welcome. I'm nostalgia. Good at finding these things. It's also got the foam in front of the radiator, which means
it has a leaking. Yeah, you're right.
That I learned from the SVX.
Yeah, this thing's pretty much untouched. The heat shield's off the header, so someone's probably done the EGR thing, which needs to be done anyway. But this is super nice. This is a $4,000 240. Like, a lot of people are trying to get $4,000 for any 240. But I feel like this
one's actually worth it. Yeah, I've seen, like, rolling shells listed for that.
Man. Why can't I ever just stop driving these? Why couldn't I just live with it? What's wrong with me? Oops, I'm skipping ZK in his own category.
So, the best, worst, first car that is sort of interesting is a 2006 BMW 760 Li.
You did it.
Yep, it's a German car.
And you found the worst one.
It's not the worst one, but it's got a V12. That's got to be worth something.
Yeah, it's worth this. Rod bearings.
Hey, I will say, out of all the German BMWs /V12s, these actually seem to last a long time, because most of the time when I see these for sale, they're over 100,000 miles.
Yeah, they're not as bad as the V10. So those were the ones that were very known to fail.
And this is the pre-turbo era, so they don't have all those extra parts to go wrong.
But it's still twin Vanos, I believe.
Yes, it's twin Vanos, it's direct injection, and this was in 2006.
Can we also take a short moment to appreciate the fact that this V12 from 2006 made 450 horsepower? And by today's numbers, that's like laughable.
Yeah.
But by then numbers also, was cool.
This is listed at $8,000. And I believe when these cars were new, they were like $130,000. Somewhere around that range.
Just a little bit of depreciation.
Just a little.
Bengal butt. BMW.
The what?
Polo.
The what butt?
The Bengal butt.
I thought you said bingo butt.
No, it's Bengal. He made Bengal. This design and all the cars with that butt, that extra trunk butt.
Mm.
They're known as Bengal butts.
Oh, yeah, they're bad. But everything about this car otherwise is what you would expect from a luxury car. Mm. Like, this is actually kind of like a nice car. It's weird.
You remember all the kickback from that iDrive system? That knob down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, this is where it started.
Yeah, and now everyone that would get into this car would be like, what's the big deal? It's dirty, though.
Like, not really.
No, look at
dirty. I think it's just this
nasty.
Picture.
Okay, if you say so. It looked dirty to me. Meanwhile.
V12. Like, if you look up, just Google 760Li straight pipe. Mm. It's got rear power seats.
Yeah, so luxurious.
Some of these had fridges in the back. It's got like a velour, like headliner.
It's so wild how much a car like this depreciates.
Yeah, it's just insane.
This went from being the cost of a house down to the cost of rent in 15 years.
Yeah.
Gosh, there's so much. There's so much stuff to break. Eventually, you're just going to have to stop caring the stuff broke. That's that would be something. How do you sell this? How do you sell this to your parents?
So it's literally like the highest end BMW from 2006 for $8,000. It's safe. It's comfortable. It's got all the features, all of them, even the ones you don't want. I don't know. It's just a V12. How can you argue against?
Okay,
V12?
Don't tell that to your parents. don't say that part. You might want to leave that part out.
Also, I have this weird desire in my brain to take this V12 and put it in a 240, but whatever.
God, it's freaking huge, isn't it?
It's large.
It's wide,
but it would
but
fit.
It's not terribly long.
No. And like I said, like, these are surprisingly reliable. I mean,
I guess I have to take your word for it because you hate everything that's German. If you're saying that, it must be pretty good.
This is one of the least bad Germans. It's still a bad German car. And like the curb or the wheels aren't curb rashed, which always happens on all of these cars.
It's long. It's not like a long wheelbase, but it's still long.
Well, it is the stretch. It's the L. That's what it stands
for. Is that
what's
the L?
Of course, in this year, they only had the extended wheelbase.
Kurt, would you ever be seen in a vehicle like this?
Maybe. If it was like my Uber or something.
I used to think no until you started showing us those Mercedes that you like.
I mean, really, how much more of a high-end car can you get for as cheap as this?
Well, aren't there, like, a few of those Jaguar V12s that are similarly depreciated?
Well, those V12s are awful, but...
it's one of those things, like, I would like to see how the other half lives. For only $8,000, but at the same time,
I don't know if I want to live it.
It wouldn't be a permanent choice.
Yeah.
So my feelings on this is like, for $8,000, sure, that's not like a little amount of money, but it's not a lot of money, like compared to your average used car at a dealership. How long could you drive this, it being $8,000, for it to be worth it?
Well, first you sign up as a Uber driver.
Yeah. You could probably get into the Uber X program. Isn't that the luxury version? Maybe they don't have it.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I had to choose between this and like the Subaru, which was $7,500 or something like that, obviously, I would choose the Subaru for usability and longevity and whatnot.
What we learned today is that Kurt is an adult.
Yes, I am an adult.
And ZK will still take his Sawzall to this exhaust system and go giggle for eternity.
Hell yeah!
I'm somewhere in the middle.
It's got Bluetooth!
It's got Bluetooth.
Oh, man. All right. Everybody out there that was looking for your first cars, I hope you're doing your research now. Getting all this hot advice from people giving bad advice. Best ad of the week. I don't know that we're going to do necessarily voting for the best ad, but maybe who did the best overall thematic set of cars for the week?
Does that make sense?
Says the guy who seconds before we started recording was, are we still doing this?
I'm totally not saying that because I didn't have a best ad this week until literally seconds before recording this. And I don't even know what I picked, and it's probably something bad. But here we go. Nonetheless, yes, we're voting for best ad. I'm just kidding. Oh, wait, we gotta see last week's results.
You won.
What?
I voted for you.
You voted for me? Why would you do such a thing? I gotta
because
get through.
Because you had the S10 golf cart.
I gotta go through YouTube's awful new system to get to it. I didn't vote.
You didn't even vote?
You didn't vote.
Just vote for me. That'd make me feel better.
All right, we'll cancel each other's votes. Hey! 16, ZK, Kurt 30, Cone 52.
Over half the votes.
Over half the votes. This time they actually equaled 100. A lot of the times they don't equal 100, which is funny.
Did you do your math?
Did I? Does this one not equal 100?
No.
No, it doesn't. There's 2% missing. Eight. YouTube. Please. All right, here we go. All right. Mine is listed as punishment. So, you're a parent. You have a kid that's begging for a first car. They need a first car, but maybe you don't think they quite deserve a first car yet. But you want to get them something because they keep getting asked to go to the mall. This is what you get them. A 2005 Ford Taurus SEL wagon.
That's what you kids do these days. Go to the mall, right? See?
I was going to say, like, no one goes to the mall anymore.
I don't like this dating and aging that you are doing. I think it's still going to the mall.
My favorite part about these being the Taurus wagons, being the worst part about them, is that they use the same rear doors as the sedan.
Yeah, they do. It's like just grafted on.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know, ZK, that it has the seat in the back?
Well, now I'm sold.
So, you can get your kids something that is very uncool. It's very simple. I mean, these Tauruses were basic transportation for most of America. There's plenty of parts available. This one has 172,000 miles on it. It's probably still got 100 left in it.
And to be fair, this one looks in really good shape.
It's in good shape. $1,400. And they can carry around 8 people. Safely? Maybe not, but they can. I would say the creature comfort on the back seat went down a little bit from the Roadmaster to here.
Yeah, it's a little close and
thin.
Yeah, it's kind of like a yoga mat.
But I mean, they're
Is that
gonna
the
have
spare
fun with
tire
it.
On the left?
Yeah, it looks like a spare tire.
Yeah, you can't put it underneath there. That's where your feet are supposed to go.
I didn't know that these had seats in the back.
I didn't either.
News to me. But I think it's really good if you have a now on the flip side of that, if you have a really nerdy, weird kid that wants a first car, if you are ZK's parents, then they'll probably actually really appreciate this for not very much money. So what a versatile first car this could be.
Did they ever make these in manual? Probably not.
I highly doubt it.
I wonder how hard it would be to swap.
Oh, no.
Because this is 2006. Yeah, so this is basically the Focus of the era. Maybe they're on the same chassis.
I think the Taurus was a little different than the Focus.
Maybe.
Because they're bigger.
Because they... Did they have the SHO in this era? Because that would be cool.
They did.
Cool in quotations. An SHO swap on this wagon?
This is the same generation that we had the like round headlights in the front.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just an updated version. So, yeah. That was my last minute find.
Yeah. This very bubbly wagon.
Very, very bubbly. And everyone would call it the whale. They just would.
It's not big enough to be a whale.
Kurt.
Me. Now, see, when I got the memo for this theme episode, the best car was supposed to be our actual first cars. And since I have no digital records of my actual first car, I don't even know if I have any actual pictures. I can't even think of a reason why I would have taken pictures of it.
Yeah, I was so disappointed when you said that.
There might be a picture of it in the driveway, but like while doing something else, to be honest. But
the
I
only,
had
like, pictures of my first car were like taken on my cell phone in like 2006.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of low res pictures and I have some 35 millimeter pictures.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Yeah, that's what it would be. It'd be in a shoebox at my dad's house or something.
The whole
but
car.
Here, what's that?
The whole car.
The whole car is in the shoebox, probably. Honestly, that might be what it's been reduced to. I had a 94 Cavalier Coupe, two-door. It was black, automatic transmission, but manual everything else, windows, locks, what have you. this one is the only two-door Cavalier that I found of that era. For good reason. This one's actually located in Chicago, which is interesting, but this is the Z24 six-cylinder.
It's with the big engine.
With the big engine. Much like the Roadmasters have the Corvette engine,
oh,
this
yeah.
one has the big engine. But yeah, this is a 92 Cavalier with 120-some-odd-thousand miles. Mine didn't have a spoiler, and mine obviously was the base model with the four-cylinder. But bring back some memories. Mine had black plastic bumpers, not the body colored bumpers like this one does, or the ground effect sort of flares.
Remember when ABS was a feature that you would make a badge about?
Yeah, mine had the ABS, which, as an interesting sidebar, my second car, the 2004 Cavalier, did not have ABS.
Weird.
That base model. But the interior is what brought back the memories here. The steering wheel with the very large thumb hand palm grips on either side.
The second gen had that too, didn't it?
I think you mentioned this
before, where they replace the wind up window holes with just the switch.
Or just the switch, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like here.
Huh.
You got the automatic shift lever flanked by two rows of toothbrush bristles or bristles, however you pronounce that. I'm failing to remember if mine had those weird knobs on either side of the gauge cluster. I think those were the headlight controls.
Oh.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I can't imagine that was different per model.
Yeah, or maybe it was like, maybe mine didn't, and that was for like ABS or something, because mine did, or not ABS, cruise control.
Hmm.
Mine didn't have cruise control.
Is that a little glove box pocket thing up there on the press? Like, what is that?
Those are your cup holders.
Ah,
oh, those are your
fancy.
Cup holders. They're like, oh, dang, Bob, we forgot to put cup holders in the new Cavalier. So they're like, our pickup trucks have this slide-out tray. Let's just jam that right in there.
Man, I didn't have a car with cup holders until 2015. You were living at large.
Yeah, those are modern cup holders that slide out have a little, like, bottom rest. Those were just holes. So, like, if your cup was smaller than the hole, it just fell through onto your passenger's legs. But yeah, this brings back memories. My mine was a 94. My dad had a coworker who was selling it, and he bought it for me. I think for like less than $2,000, maybe $1,500 at the time. And it was like probably 99. I was probably 17 or something like that. And yeah, it worked well until we did replace the alternator. The rear shock rusted through and broke through the wheel well where it was mounted. Rusted,
I can't believe it.
Who would have known?
Ooh, what bottle cap is that on the ground?
CSI. That is a club stub? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let us know in the comments.
This go ahead. Is $1,200, and this is the nicest Cavalier they made.
Yeah.
Imagine how much a 94 regular base model Cavalier is worth today.
They don't exist. I think eventually we ended up giving it to my younger cousin who drove it during college, and then it eventually just died. It started leaking through the windshield, and just donated it to the scrap, or you know, the Salvation Army, whoever takes scrap cars. But yeah, that was my first car, and this was the only one I could find on Craigslist that was a two-door.
So this has the 3.1 liter V6.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 liter V6 in the Probe made what, 140, you said?
Yeah, 140.
How much did this make?
I can tell you in 30 seconds.
To me, this generation has aged better than the next generation did. Like, this one has some character to it, at least.
Yeah.
The next generation has to be just the most generic-looking car ever. I really hated the next gen. Even... Sorry, what's the power number?
1 liter V6 makes 140 horsepower.
Oh my god. I can't imagine why the Japanese outsold the American manufacturers in the 90s. It's truly shocking.
And this is something
I discovered.
Four-speed
auto?
No. A 3-speed automatic.
Oh, good. Good.
I didn't know this at the time that I owned it, but it has a 3-speed automatic.
It's not like 3 plus overdrive. It's actually a 3-speed.
No, the Cavalier that we had was a 3-speed as well, I believe.
Wow. Well,
so please.
It has like 90% of what could be a great 90s just fun car.
The open badge is cool. I like the open badge.
Yeah, like it's cool, but like it could be great if it had a manual or
power.
Maybe made 180 horsepower.
Yeah, but it probably made 150 foot-pounds at 7 RPM.
I accept all and any forms of pity.
Including votes.
Yes.
All right, ZK.
So, let me preface this with...
I'm sorry, preface?
Preface. This is our last episode before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be my Halloween pick of the episode. But it's also... I don't know, just look at it.
Just look at it.
It's a... what year was it? 60s?
It's a 64.
64 C20.
With the three words that I know ZK the most of. It's dropped... tubbed and Oh, I thought it said bagged, but it doesn't say bagged. But it's just dropped and tubbed. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
It's got patina.
Oh, it's got patina.
It says that in the last line. Currently patina.
Oh, my God. Whoa. What happened to it?
The rat rod.
Where'd the rest of it go? It's got a skull.
It's the back window says, but did we die?
But did we die?
And the "we" is not capitalized, but the other words are for some strange reason.
But did we die? I don't know.
Oh, I guess "die" isn't capitalized either, but...
Got the same atoms in the back.
But did we die? Sam Adams, yeah.
Another skull.
Another skull. Oh, spooky.
It's got the...
Is that like what they're going for?
Skeleton rat thing. Yeah, we've got the Instagram filters.
Yeah, and that's like a...
On the images.
Chihuahua skeleton, I guess?
No more fearsome dog than the Chihuahua.
Although rats on the dash?
Rats on the dash. That might be like a big rat.
Those gauges looked like they were like stickers. Like the actual gauge behind the steering wheel. It looks like a sticker.
Does look like fake gauges. Not sure but... Yeah.
So is that the shifter that's just that one tall stick?
Uh-huh. However, it's an automatic, I think. So you just go like, click. Oh, man. Oh.
Wait.
Yeah this, so this never happened.
It has pictures of the evolution of the car, I think. Is what, like, this is an older picture before they put the high-rise on it.
Well, they put the high-rise on, but I guarantee you it never runs with the high-rise on it. Oh, new roof.
And this is before they did the patina on it or something of that nature. It's got a 4-link rear end. Big old Hoosiers.
The Rat Rage. 1964 Chevrolet C2400 Turbo 6.6 liters Pro Turbo 400 Trans.
Old Rust Bucket.
$14,000. I think is a point that should not go moot.
All right, so we lost the narrative here, but this would be a good spooky thing to put in your yard for Halloween and then never do anything else with it.
Well, I mean, if you want to ever be, you know, experience fear, you could drive it.
Yeah, true.
Because I'm pretty sure that engine makes a decent amount of power and those wide slicks aren't going to help you.
No, I'm sure that they've got all the suspension geometry and stuff figured out. It's fine.
You know, that really short wheelbase.
I mean, I'm sure all of this is highly teched. I don't see booger welds holding these four links together to the cab of the body.
With square tubing?
Yeah. It's fine.
So this is what happens when you take do the cab swap that you were talking about from the from the logging truck previously.
Yeah, it did say this was on a C10 chassis.
Well, but this one actually is a C10, isn't it?
No, it's a C20.
I don't know. It's a lot of pictures. Oh, it is a C20.
Or it's on an S10 chassis, I think it said. Yeah. So
even better.
What? Every rat route is on an S10 chassis.
Chassis. Fancy. More.
The gauges still look fake in this picture.
They still look fake.
There's no light or depth or anything to them.
They have a great wiring skill, too.
Where'd you see? All right, so we lost the narrative here, folks. This is why we don't try things. But we do hope.
Spooky Halloween episode.
It's spooky. It's spooky. Mm-hmm.
We do hope that you have enjoyed our, you know, we made an effort here to help out those out there looking to get into the automotive hobby, and we hope you absolutely don't take any of our advice other than the Volvo.
Buy the Volvo.
Buy the Volvo. Please send us pictures and video of you driving it, and don't talk to us when it breaks. And with that... I think that is a show. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you to Kurt and ZK for taking part in my theme idea, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.